Pyrenees have held demonstrations in several parts of the country against the continued imprisonment of prominent cleric and opposition leader Sheikh Ali Salman. People turned out in Musalla, Muharraq and Nawedrat and called for the unconditional release of all political prisoners, including Sheikh Salman. He's been held behind bars since late December 2014, charged with inciting regime change. Protesters also pledged to continue their anti-government drive until their demand for a democratically elected government is met. Meanwhile, the Al-Wafaq opposition bloc painted a grim picture of media freedom in the country on Press Freedom Day. In a statement, the group drew attention to Manama's ever-increasing repression against journalists. It said the detention of rights activists Nabil Rajab and Jamil Qasim clearly violates freedom of the press. Well, to discuss that further, I'm joined by Ms. Tara O'Grady, who is an independent human rights advocate, and she's joining us now on the line from Dublin. Ms. O'Grady, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. I want to start firstly with the political prisoners, such as Sheikh Ali Salman. How do you feel about the state of political repression in the country at this point?
Well, it's continued relentlessly over the last 4.5 years, and really, to have arrested Sheikh Ali Salman on the 28th of December, right at a time when the Christian part of the world was having their Christmas holidays, so that there was an inability to react over that bank holiday weekend, just really displayed the underhanded elements that the regime are, you know, they're well known for perpetrating now. And not only that, the man isn't a criminal. They continue to hold him in prison, and he's not a criminal. He's not involved in terrorist activities. In fact, I would hasten to add that any trumped-up charges that are made against political activists of terrorism is an absolute fallacy, because the movement has been really very, very largely peaceful in the extreme, and the use of Molotov cocktails or very vehement, outspoken slogans and chants or whatever that are calling for the fall of the regime, there's not this violence that is perpetrated in other parts of the world. And it flies in the face of religious freedoms too. He's a cleric, and you know, it is really an absolute insult to the Shia population there. And I also think that it's really provocative in what it continues to do, both with Nabil Rajab. All of the other political prisoners who really would be an opposition bloc have just been removed. And so, you know, they prevent people from marching. They, you know, say that the marches are illegal. But what other recourse do they have other than, you know, they're not resorting to violence? And this just continues to insult the people. And what can they expect? Of course there are going to be marches. The people will take to the streets to cry for freedom.
And of course, we have about a minute left, Ms. O'Grady. I'm wondering, you know, Press Freedom Day has just passed us by, and obviously Al-Wafaq spoke about the lack of press freedom within the country. How do you feel that the press within the country acted throughout all this?
You can't get media in or out, so journalists can't get in to interview anybody. Indeed, all of the cries for recompense has been met by this wall of silence in Bahrain. And you know, journalists are allowed in for the Formula One, but they're not allowed in to interview anybody with regards to torture, or even Juan Mendez. 3 times he's been denied access to the country. So there's absolutely no press freedom whatsoever. In fact, there have been journalists who've been killed inside the country. There's 2 brothers who've been killed, the Ismail brothers, Ahmed and Naji, who've both been murdered in the space of 2 years from each other, with investigations that really meant absolutely nothing. The family has had no justice whatsoever. And this isn't, you know, there's journalists and photographers who are in prison in Bahrain, many, many of them. It's just an effort to silence any sort of dissent in the country. And the dissent, I might add, is only political opposition. It's calling for the right to self-determination and a constitutional democracy.
All right, we'll leave it there at that. But as always, Ms. Tara O'Grady, we do appreciate your insight. That was Ms. Tara.